Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Hold on to your wallet, folks. The cost of tuition at state colleges and universities has increased 71% over the last decade. 71%. One reason for that is reduced funding from state government. Another is rising enrollment. But Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University suspects competition for students plays a key role.
It's almost like an arms race. If you don't have the best dorms, if you don't have the best recreational facilities, if you don't have all of the technology that everybody else has in the classrooms, you risk losing students in that race to get students.
Colleges and universities have to pay for all those upgraded dorms and recreational facilities, so they turn to out-of-state students who pay about twice as much in tuition as in-state students. State Senator Chap Peterson says that creates a burden on Virginia students who can't get into schools, strictly because the colleges and universities want those out-of-state tuition checks.
These are state universities, and you know, once you get over a certain critical mass of out-of-state students, the General Assembly is going to step in and put restrictions on it. And I support that.
Peterson says he plans on raising this issue when he returns to Richmond for the next session of the General Assembly. I'm Michael Pope.